T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's not quite Chicago yet, but shootings in New York were way up last week. At least 81 shootings reported. 6 of them were fatal, and as Glenn Schuck reports this morning, there's nothing so far to indicate that this trend is tapering off. Glenn?
The numbers are startling. More than 500 shootings in the 5 boroughs so far this year, and recent trends are historically bad. 112 shooting victims and 83 incidents in a 9-day stretch that ended Saturday night. Now, as the NYPD races from one shooting scene to another, Chief of Department Terrence Monahan says the NYPD is having an impossible time doing their job. He was on WABC Radio.
Starting off with bail reform, putting people out on the streets, moving to COVID, releasing everyone from Rikers. You know, the animosity towards police has just been absolutely unbelievable.
Community activist Tony Herbert spoke with us and says he can't recall anything like this, especially after dramatic reductions in crime in recent years.
Because we had saw a serious decline over a 5-year period, and we have working relationships put in place to work with our police department with their community policing. I've not seen anything like this in my entire life living here.
Now, all of this has caused to defund the police come with the city budget deadline tomorrow night. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Midtown.